from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the lunchtime confessions on In the Loop. Some of them are about sports, some of them not so much, but it is definitely the time where we let them hang a little bit lower. Lopez, kick us off. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So we touched on this and then it just kind of went away. I'm a little concerned, a little. I know they're gonna do their best to make it work. About the damn NRG roof not being fixed yet, man. Like, we talked about it, like, okay.
Well, you're going to be concerned for a little while.
Yeah.
Because it ain't about to be fixed.
Yeah, we said it could be, because Cal was talking about, it could be all the way to the week 5 of the regular season that it's fully fixed. So here's what I started thinking about. I'm like, okay, if you open the roof, keep in mind, the Texans have 2 home preseason games in August and 2 home games in September. So if you open the roof, it's going to be beating down on fans and players, by the way. Like, August preseason games, think about this. I don't care if it's at night. We know better than that in Houston. It's going to be hotter than hell.
I went to one. I went to one last year. Took my son and a couple other kids in the family.
Yeah.
We went to the Dolphins preseason game.
Yeah.
Hot as balls.
Yes. And then, balls. Okay, so let's say, well, let's close the roof and try to blast the AC. Dude, those are giant holes in the roof. We see them every day when we drive up there. So if you close the roof, it's going to be a sauna. I mean, it could be steamy in there. Like, I know they're working on it. Kudos to them. Hopefully this is not an issue. But, like, they're going to have 2 preseason games in August, 2 games in September with a hole in the roof. So what are you going to – it's going to be – it could be miserable.
Is there – and I'm asking this legitimately. Is there a major event at NRG before the preseason games?
Yes. Well, I don't know what it is, but he said they're going to see how it works. Didn't he say that?
Yeah. So – because that's – well, my thing is, if there is one – that would be a great trial.
Yeah, that's what he was kind of...
Sorry to whatever event that is. No disrespect
to you. I'm sure it's like a concert or a comedy show or something like that.
Let's let that be the guinea pig.
But, man, I'm starting... And then, oh, by the way, we're just kind of at the start of hurricane season. Any more big storms, knock on wood, that there's not, with a roof that's already ripped apart and you're not going to fix it till the 5th week of the regular season? That whole bleep could come off. That whole bleep could come off.
Come on. I'm glad you waited for confessions to do this, Lopez.
Now you're in a bad mood.
Why you got to be a buzzkill about the energy at NRG, which is going to be on
Ironic, by the way, the energy at NRG. But yeah, anyway, not a buzzkill, just like, it's a confession. I'm like, I'm starting to get a little worried about this.
Fix that damn roof,
man. It's going to be brutally hot.
Yeah, this, like, look, this... like,
brutally.
No disrespect to your fence, but we're not talking about Lopez's fence here. We're talking about the roof at the damn NRG Stadium where the Texans play. Can y'all get to work?
Yeah.
Get to work. Watch this. These are my confessions. So I thought we were doing significant work this week while we were broadcasting live at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
You mean we weren't?
For Texans training camp. It felt like it. In the moment, it felt like it. Even in, like, when I reflect on it over the last few days, like what we've been doing, it feels significant, especially with the fans being out there. Yeah. They come out there on the first day of pads. The intensity ratchets up, mm-hmm. and we're just having a good time. I feel like it's, like, important work.
Yeah.
And then I read about this bail bonds bust that happened the other day. Mm-hmm. And apparently, while we're over there at NRG broadcasting about the football game, on the other side of the complex, closer to NRG Park, you got a number of law enforcement agencies.
The FBI.
The yeah. FBI, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, the U.S. Attorney's Office, of course, is involved on some investigation into a bail bond scandal. And so basically what it was, they arrested at least 50 people. And the scheme was basically this bail bonds company was falsifying financial documents so they could secure these temporary releases for people who otherwise yeah. would not qualify for release. Mm-hmm. Apparently they had at least a dozen people released that were not supposed to be released or would not have qualified for said bond yeah. if they hadn't lied on the documents. And so this was a big enough operation for them to where they had to set up over at NRG Park and even do some of the processing for the people that they detained. And I'm like, what? That's going on in the same facility,
FBI's
basically?
FBI's got a sting I working. Know. We're out there watching practice, and the FBI has got a sting working.
Hey, I pull up. So yeah. I come through. I take Maine to Merworth.
Yeah.
I pull up Merworth these last couple of practices since people have been out there. The police actually are there yeah. to instead, like, normally we can just pull in. Well, now the police are there like it's game day to be like, yo.
What's your name?
What's your name? Who are you kind of thing? So I'm like, okay, cool. There's more people here. That must be the reason why. I ain't know the feds was watching. Did anybody tell me the feds were here? I thought these was just security guards.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Stand with the four hands, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I was wondering.
I got to confess, man. Last couple days been rougher than I thought, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody who have a dog owner always kind of think about that day. Like, you know that eventually that day is going to happen where your fur baby will no longer be with you. Man, that day happened, and man, my wifey took it hard, man.
Dude, it's you know how we feel about it.
And, yeah, man, I was hurt on you and your wife's behalf, man. Truly,
yeah. Salute to everybody that been. I got a bunch of calls, text messages, tweets, and all that stuff, and I appreciate everybody reaching out. But man, it was tough.
It's the worst.
It was the first time like me and my wife couldn't go to sleep that night because we took a long. We had to go out to Katy to a vet place, and you know it was a long ride home, man. Yeah. It was just like, man, no music could cure anything at this point. So, man, salute.
We you know how we feel about this, man. All our hearts go out. to you and your wife, and Stan was the man. I got to hang out with Stan a little bit.
With the four hands.
He was the man. And I'll just say this before we move on. Like, the best thing about dogs and why it hurts so much and you grieve as much or more sometimes than even relatives is you are their entire life. Yep. Nothing else. Like, yep. We all have a bunch of stuff going on, you know, et cetera. For your best friend, you are their entire world.
Yeah. And it just felt so weird because at the vet, I didn't stay during the process because I couldn't do that. But I did stay as they did put him to sleep. Like, he was just sleep. He instantly went to sleep, and I rubbed him a little bit. And that's when I walked out the office.
Man, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah, dude.
On the way home, I just felt like, damn, let me go back and get him.
Yeah.
No, it just feels so weird, man.
And then the next day, you see his dog bowl, and then
got home. I seen his dog bowl there. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's family. Like, it's not even an overstatement, man. And I could tell you, like, I didn't grow up a dog person, but once we did finally get a dog, that dog is family.
You know,
and my dog is getting a little bit older too, Dominic. Like, it's one of those similar things. It's like, man, I dread this day that I know is coming.
I will say, as awful as it was, right as they were giving him Gibson his shot, I went leaned down and he licked my whole face right before he died. So there is that. So I still feel, hang my hat on that.
I did think about Clint Sterner. I'm like, I ain't gonna tell him my dog passed.
Yeah.
It's just dog truth.
Clint gonna be like,
just a big deal.
I know you ain't crying.
Just dog truth.
Get off
just
your
get
ass.
Another one. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I don't know if I'm alone on this or if there are a lot of people or something in between that agree with me. So Southwest Airlines is making all kinds of news today. Because after 50 years, dude, they are doing away with the open seating. Remember, you get in line, this line, A, B, C, whatever.
Yep.
And it's a free for all.
Yep.
I mean, I have never liked it. I have never, ever.
You never liked that?
Ever liked open seating.
Oh, man.
Never in a million years.
That's because you get to the airport late. You just want your seat.
No, early, late, in between. I just think it's like they just let out the animals, you know, and everybody's like fighting and they're giving you looks like, don't sit here.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. I've never liked it. Am I alone? And I've hated it, to be honest.
So I don't think I've given it that much thought, but I will say it depends on how big my traveling party is.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, who are you traveling with?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling with somebody that you either would prefer to sit next to or feel like you need to be sitting next to.
But the people on the plane, it's like elbows out, man. And they're like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Giving you dirty looks.
That's the reason why I'm saying I'm with you here on this. It's like, hey, let me sit with the people that I'm buying this ticket with or that I'm going on this trip. Because the lack of assigned seating.
You might have one seat here and three over there or whatever.
It separates your party,
which
for some people is cool. It's fine. It's okay. And then for others, it's not. Like, I remember the last time I traveled, who I was traveling with, it was fine if we were separated. Another lady that was on the plane, she was traveling with her elderly parents.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit behind
her. Exactly.
She was trying to save a seat for them, but people were being kind of rude about whether you could save one. She's like, well, my parents are on their way, and they're old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I want to sit with them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was reasonable. So, yeah, I'm with you. If she had assigned seating, that wouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm with you there. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up next, cap or no cap? That means for you geezers out there, is it a lie or is it not? That's coming up next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.